This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Abba Shalima Shali Malbish Tfilin Al Khuri. That's what he does all day. He walks around from Shari Tzedek to Balinson the old age home he goes. Why? When he was younger, he was sick. He had a heart attack. He had diabetes. So they couldn't do anything. Surgery with diabetes. Today they know how to do it. Then they didn't know how to do it. So he was laying in Balinson Hospital, and the doctor told my mother and my father and my uncle, there's nothing you can do. I think he was in his late 40s. I didn't think he was 50. There's nothing they can do. My grandfather's Israeli, you know. Doctor? Chazonish. Go to the Chazonish. Chazonish said, first of all, tell the doctor, not he gives life. Not he, it's not, his job is l'rapot, to heal. Who lives, it's not his department, it's not his decision. Tell this to the doctor. Mi chai v'mi loch ze lo biyado. As far as your father, tell him to be mekabel on himself, zchut harabim, mashut, lasot, mitzvah, zchut harabim. My grandfather told it to the doctor. Straight. The doctor was killed that week. He walked out into the street and somebody ran him over on purpose. Nekama for a surgery that didn't work, that he didn't do good. That week, Chazonish said, Lo biado, who lived? My grandfather never got the surgery. He lived to 80 something. He was 86, 87. He was Mekabel Zchut HaRabim, what? Kriyat Shema for little children. And Tefillin on the Chulin. So when I was in Israel, Bachur learning the yeshiva, so my grandfather used to tell me, come with me to put the tefillin, you know. He wanted me to see what he was doing. He, you know, he wanted to be proud of me. I was mekabel on myself, yeshiva. I don't leave yeshiva. When I went to Israel, I stayed in the Beit Midrash, not eating, not traveling, not relatives, because once you start in Israel going around, there's no end. There's no, you can be busy all day long with mitzvahs and Eretz Yisrael. He started to get insulted and it was bothering him. So I said, you know what, one day. Give it up, Abe, one day. So I told him, Saba, I give you a day. What day? Sunday, come, Shari Tzedek. I met him in Shari Tzedek. He puts me on the white cloth, the white, you know, mitnadev, volunteer. And he starts taking me, showing me the tefillin. Me, I didn't have the heart to force. And he used to force them. Come on, let's go, tefillin, let's go, you're sick. You want to go to Shemayim without wearing tefillin? That's how he used to talk to them. So he was once, one room, there was somebody laying there, and he was bothering the guy to wear tefillin. The guy said, I don't want to wear tefillin. He had liver cancer. He was dying from liver cancer, this patient. And he was bothering him. Tefillin. That's how he spoke to him. Me, I didn't have the heart to speak to him. Loretza, I don't want to wear tefillin. So my grandfather asked him, Lama? I'm Jewish, what do you want from my life? Yeah. So my grandfather turns around, Ashi Amut. He was so angry at the guy. Kids are at the second and third floors. He told me, you do the right side of the rooms and I'll do the left side. The rooms, you... Me, I finished right away because if the guy said no, it's no. He... All of a sudden, commotion. And I see and I hear and I hear and I hear and Ratzin Bayim. Someone on a mita, on a bed. Wearing a turban. Blue pajamas, no socks. Yeah? And they're rushing and they're coming and they're going and they're taking this room in here. I mean, I never saw it. You know, it was turban. You know? And I'm thinking, it looks like Baba Sali. It looks like Baba Sali. My grandfather comes out of the room. I says, Saba, I think Baba Sali's here. American Tembel. He used to call me American Tembel. He used to call me Tembel. time I was a moron. He's an American moron. Mini Tivot. Tivot, 6 hours from Yerushalayim, I think. I mean, 5 hours. What is it? Huh?
Less.
How many hours is it?
Yeah.
Three hours. Maybe in those days it was longer. I don't know. He was telling me, Mini Tivot, Shari Tzedek, Kahu. That's how he was telling me. Saba, nobody looks like that today. It doesn't. Could you imagine Baba Sali in a hospital? The lines of the Cholim to Ket Bracha, they started lining up. And within seconds, we found that was Baba Sali. So I tell my grandfather, I say, no, and you're Tembel. I'm still the Tembel from America. Nechnasim, we're going in. Nobody was allowed in. He was sick. No. My grandfather, you know, is he? Anachnu nichnasim, we're going in. We're going in, we're getting a bracha. So I told him, how are you going to do it? Nadev, volunteer, they have to let you into the room. It was, I guess, one of the things. If you... Knocks on the door, the guy with the wound beer answers, no, Nadev, so he let us in. My grandfather walks over to him. Now, what I saw in that room was unbelievable. Grandfather walks over to him, but what did I see? They raised the bed at this high.
What?
He was sitting with his feet crossed. He was sitting with his feet crossed. He was sitting like this, like.
Whoa.
Yoga.
Like yoga. That's how he was sitting. He was sitting on the bed like that, yeah, with the turban, with the blue pajamas, yeah. I stood there. And I started to tremble. And I thought, I was a good bachur. Listen, I learned Yom HaValayla, I learned day and night. But I was thinking to myself, he could see through your neshama.
Yeah.
He could. And I started to tremble. I got scared. I started to have pachad. And I started to think, could you imagine the pachad in front of Borei Olam, in front of Hashem? Here's in front of a person. I started to, you know, the fear I had. I started doing tshuva. I started doing tshuva to myself. My grandfather was screaming into his ear, I don't know what you're telling, tefillin, this. Came a bracha. Me, I didn't move. I was standing in the beginning of the room by the door. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he looks at me, and he had long fingers. Long.
Tall person.
Long fingers, he had. He tells me to come to him. Like this. Well, that figure, I was so scared. Like this. Told me to come. Long, you know, his fingers were long. Tells me to come. I came to the side of the bed. He shows me to put my head down. I put my head down, put his hand on my head, and in Arabic, he was talking Arabic. Whatever he was saying.
Moroccan.
Right, was that? Arab. He was Moroccan, not Arab, whatever. We finished. I was tshuva, I did tremendous tshuva. We left. The guy, the gabai with the long beard, ran after us. And he starts saying, who are you? So my grandfather starts telling him, the Meraki are tough, you know, they're tough. So he says, I don't, not you. I didn't ask, who's he? I'll never forget.
Your grandmother probably
thought. He was telling him about Phil and he put Chaylam on it. He said, no, who's he? Okay. I can't tell you the rest of the story. It's a good story.
Please, Rabbi, I want to hear. Come on, no, come on, please. Rabbi's going to go, please. Please.
For him only. Rabbi Sali told him that the Neshama Gvoah, the Mishpacha, Achzchut Avot. And he saw it. And he wanted to know from which Mishpacha I come from. Which Neshama Gvoah, he said. Mishpacha Shal Avot Gdolim. That's what he said, from Avot Gdolim.
That's what I want to tell.
Probably saw something.
He saw my tongue
in him. He saw one day I'm going to sit with Avram. Okay,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.